Here at Encompass Credit Union, we're the community-minded people who invest in our community by giving back in every way we can. Be community-minded. Shop, invest, and volunteer locally. Now serving you at 4020 South Reed Road in Kokomo. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Attention WILO listeners, we want to help you save money on services, food, and items on things you're spending money on anyway. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab. We have big deals on goods and services all over North Central Indiana. Make sure you check back often for new deals being added daily. Plus, be listening for us to announce the Big Deal Deal of the Day. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab for more.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line on this Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Joining us on the phone, Paul Fry and Larry Glass. This morning, we're going to sit down and talk about the 180 Recovery Center. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling us. We know it's been a while since we've heard anything from you guys as far as how this is developing. We know everything kind of slowed down with COVID, but what's the latest with you guys?
Yeah, COVID ended up having a big impact on us. It really did. So we've gotten through that, and we... Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, well, we all know that 2020 was some kind of year, don't we?
Yeah.
We're just hoping that 2021 will get over this and get back to normal. So, one of the things I would like to just say on the front end, Kevin and Ken, is that the 180 Board of Directors, we are really thankful and grateful for all the support that we've gotten from the community. And this is really a 180 is really a community project, you know. And so, yeah, but COVID has changed our plans some, but we're going forward.
Where exactly is this thing going to be located at now?
Okay, be on 200 West in the industrial park, just west of Frankfort, and that's
yeah. We have a brand new address. Our address is 187 Roy Scott Parkway.
Okay,
there you go.
All right. Okay. Now, what's...
You just got that address, right?
Well, we just got our permit last week, our building permit, and we didn't get our official address until we picked up our building permit, and they gave us 187 Roy Scott Parkway. We would have loved to have 180
right?
Roy Scott Parkway.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah. But we were on the wrong side of the road.
Right, so. Right.
What's the timeline going to be for the project now?
Okay, well, actually, the timeline, that's what's changed because of COVID this past year. Our goal was we thought we were going to have it open for operations by September, October this past year. And so what happened, we were getting charitable bids, or commitments from various subs to get charitable bids, which would be under what they would normally charge, and then COVID hit, and that really complicated some things. And for our subs, of course, you know, some of them, like construction projects, got frozen for a while, and that kind of put them out of work. And then all of a sudden, things started opening back up again, and then everybody wanted their projects done like now. So they went from being slow to just being covered up, the contractors. And so what actually started out was going to be an $800,000 project is now up to $1.2 million. And so that it definitely impacted our we are thankful. We do have subs that are still doing, you know, giving us a charitable bid on things. So so we're thankful for them. But overall, the price has been driven up because of the COVID-related.
No. Yeah, we're now building a $1.9 million facility. I wanted to mention the subs, charitable subs, that stepped in and have saved us $800,000 in construction costs. So it's around 1.1 to 1.2 million now. The square footage of the facility is 6,200 square foot, and so we'll be almost 9,000 square foot when we add on the additional 44 beds in phase two of our project. So we're opening up with 16 beds, and then phase two will add another 44 beds, making it 60 beds total.
So you're gonna stop with the number of beds at that point, or are you gonna plan to add more on down the line?
Oh wow, who knows?
For that facility, it'll stop at 60 beds. But and then if we need another facility, we'll build another facility for future beds. But
how big is the need? I know the need was big before, but how big is the need now for a facility like this?
Yeah, that's a good question. Just to put it all in perspective for our listeners, this is from the NAR website. NAR is the National Association of Recovery Residences. And just from their website, there is approximately 66,000 people needing to be in a facility like 180 in the state of Indiana. In other words, another way to interpret that is, we could call it, there's a 66,000 person waiting list. And all the inpatient rehab facilities combined is a little over 2,000. So, 2,000, 66,000. That kind of puts it in perspective what the need is. And it's staggering.
Now, I know this is supposed to be a recovery center, but exactly what kind of recovery are you going to do? Plus, it seems like we've had a major increase in mental health issues. So is that going to be part of this recovery as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. As a 180 will be what we refer to as a level four facility. Our credentialing, there's a lot of credentialing that has to happen to get there. And, but we're working on that now, actually. And, so as a level four, it'll be a supervised 24/7 facility. And, of course, we're in the industrial park, so that's really good because we're not in a residential area to where it would affect any neighbors or anything like that. So, but we will also house a level four means that we also house a mental health counseling center and also a medical clinic for our residents. And, that's required as a level four. So it'll be all under roof, all those services, mental health, In fact, we're doing some interviewing now, and whoever our operations director will be, that person will probably have a mental health background, and that's what our preferential candidate would have. So.
Okay. When do you hope? I'm assuming you hope to be open this year, but realistically, when do you think you will be open?
Right now, we're in phase one. Yeah, right now we're in phase one, and our bank funds, construction loan will be available this week. Again, we just picked up our building permit, so we're planning on breaking ground the 1st of February, and then hopefully we're open by August 1st.
Is that very realistic, or is that just maybe hoping for everything to work and everything fall right?
Well, some of it depends on the weather, but we're gonna move dirt the first part of February, and we've got a timeline all built and stretched out, and I think the end of July, first part of August is very realistic.
Okay. Yeah. How are you going to determine which people are admitted to your facility?
Well, Larry and I have both visited a lot of facilities in state and out of state, and just to learn, about best practices, and our, all of them we visited have a waiting list, so that's not a problem there. But also, most of them we have found are most of them are probably court ordered, so it's through the court system, the justice system, and so I imagine it'll be the same here. I don't think we'll be any different. Probably not 100% of them, but probably the majority of them will be court ordered. That comes through the justice system.
So it's basically going to have to be recommended through the courts and not necessarily from anybody else, you know, relative or something of that nature.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, it can be from either. And there'll be an application that they fill out, you know, and then interview. Excuse me. They'll be go through an interview and make sure that they're ready for a facility like this, a program like this. And so there'll be it'll be a three-phase program, and in phase one, they'll not be allowed to work, and then going into phase two, they'll be able to start entering the workforce, and probably on a part-time basis, and because at the point when people come into this kind of facility, they their lives are all messed up by bad choices, and they've not been able to hold down a job, and so most of them are going to be unemployed. And so I'm not on the program committee, but you know what the neat thing about this is that our board of directors, the management team of this project is amazing. We have each one of our board of directors, we've split up our focus on different aspects of this project, and give you an idea. Let me just run through who our board of directors are so our listeners can know who's involved in this. And I'm Paul Fry, and I am working on my area of focus is credentialing for the facility with the state. Rich Reck is from NHK, and his experience is in the construction side, so he is the point man on that. He's the one's making all that happen, and we're thankful for that. David Fry, Dr. David Fry, he is the program, the program director. And then, Larry, he's our finance guy, and he's also the treasurer for 180. Laura Archibald from Healthy Communities, she is helping us on the, she's a jack of all trades, I guess you could say. She's helping on the credentialing and the program, programs there. So, and Bob Wagner, he's also, working with the program committee and with Larry on the finance. And so we all have our different areas of focus, and that's good because a lot of things are happening on a lot of different fronts by doing this. And so it's a amazing team.
One thing what Paul mentioned earlier when he said court ordered, the court ordered is going to be a recommendation from, you know, maybe the sheriff's department, maybe from the prosecutor, maybe from the judge himself, corrections and saying, hey, this guy, we've seen some changes in him, even in jail, and we think he would be a great candidate, to go through a program like this. We see potential. We see, we're looking ahead and we see that this guy really wants to change his life. Because you know what? The bottom line is, if a guy does not want to change his life, it's not going to happen. You know, this right. It's a want to.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
All right. Well, fellas, best of luck to you, and I'm sure we will get with you in the next month or two and continue our updates in 2021 with you.
Can I
tell you real quick? Yeah.
We got one thing really, really important to tell you. The Farmers Bank has put out a $75,000 matching gift. So right now through the end of February, and that's it, the Farmers Bank is going to match dollar for dollar anyone that gives to 180 Recovery Resources. So right now we have we've collected $33,000 toward that matching gift. But we still got $42,000 yet to go.
That's awesome.
This is incredible for our community. We need this so bad.
Yes.
And this would help us so much. So you can go to, there's different ways you can do it. You can actually go to the Farmers Bank and say, hey, I've got this check or money I want to give to 180 Recovery Resources in the matching gift program that, you know, set up by the Farmers Bank. You can actually go to our website, which is 180 Recovery Resources. The 180 is O-N-E, it's spelled out one, and then the number 80, recoveryresources.org, and you can go to that website, and actually on that website, you can go into the menu, into the give, financial support, and you can donate right there online too. So, or you can get a hold of one of us board members, and we can make sure that that gets in that matching gift. But that is so, so important to us to be able to get this $75,000. We're not halfway there yet. We're almost, but we still need support from the community. And so I just wanted to make that known. And then in a couple years, we're planning on opening a woman's facility in Boone County. So this is going to keep rolling, but we need the support of the community. And you know, we've all been a part of and seen the loss of lives here in Clinton County. It seems like almost every week or every couple weeks there's a young person in our community dying from a drug overdose, and we need your help. We really do.
Yeah. And it's also tax deductible, all gifts. So
all right.
I want to listen to know that.
Well, thank you, fellas. We'll get an update here pretty soon then, all right?
Thank you. Okay, great.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Very good. Paul Fry and Larry Glass with the 180 Recovery Center. They're excited about that, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be nice. All right, take a quick break. We'll come back with more Party Line on WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Financial advice you can understand on the Dave Ramsey Show.
Now, what the banks call the FICO score is this. They say the high FICO score is what's known as a good customer. You want to be a good customer of the bank? A good customer. You need to keep in mind what a good customer is somebody brings you lots of profits. You know, profits come from, if you're a banker, right? Interest paid in debt payments. It's a good customer. I don't want to be a good customer anymore. I want to be a bad customer.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Runners, to your mark. Set.
Some may see a sprinter. At the NFHS, we see a future leader already off to the races. Some may see a volleyball player.
Come on, hit! Way to go, girl! Woo!
At the NFHS, we see a spike in confidence that will help her achieve her potential. What else do we see? Musicians learning to march to their own beat. We're the NFHS, the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and activities in America, helping today's teenagers develop the skills they need to become tomorrow's leaders. And we see it happening in communities across Indiana every single day. Learn more about the NFHS commitment to youth at nfhs.org. This message presented by the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Big deals.
Attention WILO listeners, we want to help you save money on services, food, and items on things you're spending money on anyway. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab. We have big deals on goods and services all over North Central Indiana. Make sure you check back often for new deals being added daily. Plus, be listening for us to announce the Big Deal Deal of the Day. Just go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com and click on the Big Deals tab for more.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors. Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. On this Monday, let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, and Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman over there. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's see. I had some goodies here to take us through the end of the show. Let's see. First off, I think in this era of Me Too movement and sexual harassment, I was extremely upset to come in and see this stupid news story this morning that I thought I would go ahead and read because they took the time to print it. But they say, according to a new study inspired by the Me Too movement, younger, attractive women are more likely to be believed in sexual harassment cases. It seems women that don't fit that mold have a harder time convincing people. They're perceived as less credible and even less harmed. The researchers from the University of Washington think the study will show how harassment laws may not always protect everyone equally. You think?
Possible.
Well, state police are investigating a death at the Cass County Jail. A correctional officer found 72-year-old Clyde Davis not breathing on Saturday. Life-saving measures were attempted, and Davis was taken to Logansport Memorial Hospital, but he did not survive. They do not suspect foul play, but an autopsy has been scheduled. But 72 years old behind bars, that can't be easy on you.
No, it can't.
Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci is expressing his belief that one of President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus goals is achievable. He tells NBC's Meet the Press it's possible to accomplish 100 million shots in the first 100 days of the new administration. A million shots a day, Ken, I don't think we can pull that off.
Well, if you have a big enough facility and enough volunteers, yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's true, though. But a million shots a day.
I know. I realize that. But, you know, the thing is some people are going to have to get there. See, here's the thing. The way it's set up now, you got to get your appointment scheduled and get it all aligned.
Right.
And then the health department and everyone else has got to get, as I said, you got to get volunteers. You got to get space.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, where we're at, there's no way you can do much more than what they're doing right now.
It's hard to get volunteers or space at this time of year.
Yeah, that's right.
So the nation's top infectious disease expert said that we're close to seeing data on vaccines from Johnson & Johnson along with AstraZeneca. When it comes to the new virus mutation showing up across the country, Fauci said we have to look at whether it changes the effectiveness of vaccines. Fauci will serve as the chief medical advisor on COVID-19 to President-elect Joe Biden.
Do you want to trust Johnson & Johnson with anything right now?
No.
I don't either.
No, I'd like to think that their vaccine's credible, and there's a few things that are, you know, some checks and balances in there.
Well, when you start messing up baby powder and talcum powder, you got
you got
a serious problem.
Can't tell the difference between that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the woman chosen to lead the CDC says vaccinating 100 million Americans by the end of April is doable. So far we've got Fauci and now Dr. Rochelle Walensky, who told CBS's Face the Nation yesterday morning, I watched that, by the way, that she's confident there are enough vaccines to get 100 million people vaccinated in the first 100 days in office. She also admitted the pandemic will get worse before it gets better and says she expects the U.S. to reach 500,000 deaths from the coronavirus by the middle of February.
Yeah, I know.
So that's just about a month away.
Right. Well, I'm sure you want to just get your tickets now for this big blockbuster that's on its way.
Yeah.
If you're hoping a battle of the monsters might brighten your pandemic, you're in luck. Warner Brothers announced they're moving up the release date of their monster mashup movie Godzilla vs. Kong.
Oh, yeah.
Another remake of that.
Which has been 45 times.
The film, which stars Alexander Skarsgård, Millie Bobby Brown, and Kyle Chandler, will now premiere on March the 26th in both theaters and on HBO Max.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Well, the problem is, I've seen so many different versions of it. So what, you know?
Yeah, what kind of new take can you get on this?
Did it mutate or what?
Yeah, right.
like COVID or what?
Right. Well, last but not least, Nestle is recalling over 762,000 pounds of pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets.
I don't eat those, thank goodness.
Well, they don't. They've not tasted the same over the last couple of years. It's like they changed the crust or something. But they're now saying that they found glass and hard plastic inside. Maybe that's why they don't taste
the same, right? But it's kind of funny. Man. Sorry to put it that way.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service says one person reported a minor oral injury. The packages say best before February 2022 and were sold between November 13th through the 16th of last year. The recall is considered class one, which means authorities believe this is to be a health hazard situation where there is reasonable probability that the use of the product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death.
Well, to me, if you start eating that stuff, enough other stuff, you're going to have what you just described.
Yeah, right. You don't need the plastic and glass, whatever else is in there. Yeah, right. All the preservatives.
Yeah. Right.
I'd rather have the plastic and glass, right?
It might be better for you. Who knows?
Ken, have a great day.
All right.
All right. And thank you for joining us. And thanks to our Party Line sponsors, too. They are Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back with Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from Wylo.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.